natural history aspects on the climb up to the mine. To reach the Resartico mine, start from the village of Pavici, where a forest road follows the river on the right bank and then crosses it. The path then narrows and crosses the stream again. Here, at the edge of the riverbed, you can see one of the most interesting natural curiosities of the trail, the Devil's Stone, a large boulder containing the cross-sections of numerous fossil bivalves, megalodon clams, typical of the main dolomite. The stream bends westward, and the trail begins to climb through a beautiful beech forest, home to the typical fauna of this habitat, including certain ungulates such as chamois and roe deer. We continue uphill until we reach a stream bed, which, after crossing, in a few minutes takes us to the ruins of the mining village. One of the buildings has now been renovated and used as a mountain shelter. Continuing uphill, we come across the cart tunnel that allowed miners to quickly reach the mining galleries on the other side of the valley. The lower section of the trail is characterized by black pine and Norway spruce plantations. The Austrian black pine is accompanied by Scots pine, hop horn beam, and manna or flowering ash, while among the shrubs, the abundant winter heath is easily recognized. The presence of Norway spruce is the result of plantings that have not been followed by natural expansion of the species, which suffers from considerable competition from the beech. As you ascend, the forest becomes almost exclusively composed of beech, while the bright undergrowth hosts ferns, saxifrages, and anemones. In the vicinity of the mine, it is also not uncommon to encounter alpine ibex from the colony present on Monte Plauris, especially at certain times of the year. Alternative descent. At an altitude of approximately 620 meters, it is possible to turn right onto the path of the former aqueduct. The trail is reserved for experienced hikers due to its exposure and the presence of some equipped sections.